Hello and welcome to Liberal Rehab. Today we're going to talk about the corrupt politician. We're going to strip down all the spin and let's take a look at what a corrupt politician looks like. What are they doing? If you were a corrupt person and you wanted to get into government so you could have power and money and set yourself up for life, have people constantly thanking you or asking you for help, and you can easily help them be like a king. What does a corrupt, egomaniacal person who becomes a politician look like? He's not going to look the same or act the same. We should be able to see some differences between a corrupt politician and a completely honest politician. So let's think about it. Let's say we're corrupt and we want to become politicians purely for our own greed and ego and benefit. What are we going to do? We want to get as much money into our hands as possible. That's the goal. That's basically it. Now, how do we get money into our hands? How does a politician get money into their hands? They can't just walk in and say, hey, I'm a politician, give me a check and walk away. They have to find some way to do it. They have to find some way to get the money that the government has into their hands. The way that you do this is through spending. Coming up with a reason to create some kind of park or program or something that requires spending of money. Because every time they pass a bill that has some kind of program or some kind of law or some kind of anything, there is a sum of money and a bank account and a checkbook attached to it. And once you have this checkbook, and let's keep it simple and say we're making a park, we're going to find a way to get some of the money to go into our direction, into our own hands, into our friends' hands, into our political supporters' hands, into our circle. This circle is called the political elite. They want to get the money into their hands, so they come up with a reason for spending, or they want to increase spending, and then they start writing checks. And they write checks to unions, billions of dollars. They write checks to contractors that are politically tied. And they just had dinner last night having a glass of wine and toasting to the contract that they're about to get the second that law is passed the next day. Which can be $1 million a year. It can be $1 million a month. It can be $1 million a week. It can be $10-20 million a week. All depends on how good their bullshit is and how much money they can convince you to let them spend and vote for them and support it. Unfortunately, we have half the country supporting criminals in government because they're promising them free stuff. When they promise you free stuff, that means when that bill is passed, there's a huge bank account with a checkbook that they're going to start writing checks. Oh, you get it for free. That's how they get you to agree, but their goal is to get the money into their hands. The more they want to help subsidize it, the more money ends up in their hands. The bigger the spending they're allowed. I mean, if you're going to pay for 10% of college, you only need maybe $100 billion. But if you're going to make college free, that account is going to have hundreds of billions of dollars in it. And they're going to write checks to the liberal colleges. And if you didn't notice, the more the college is liberal, the more money they get approved for loans and the higher they charge. So this is what a corrupt politician looks like. Someone that wants to spend. Okay, if you're in charge, if you're sitting in that office or you're in charge of where the spending goes, God knows anyone involved is going to think of someone in their family or one of their friends, someone that helped them get that job. And they're going to think, hey, that guy sells wood, or that guy sells pipes, or this guy does this, or they're going to think of someone in their family to spend money on. And they're going to say, hey, listen, I got to charge $20 per hammer or $100 per hammer. You heard these stories. We're going to order cupcakes once a week for our weekly big meeting with 500 of the employees. Every week we have that. And we're going to order cupcakes from you. And we're going to give you $25,000 for 2,500 cupcakes. We're going to pay $10 per cupcake. That's how they steal the money. And for them, it's better that they give it to you for free than paying 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% of something. Because when they pay 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50% of something, you're going to see the amount. You're going to say, hey, everyone's noticing, oh, the government's paying half of college, but everyone's noticing it's $50,000 a year. And the government is paying half. They're trying to get money into the liberals' hands, into the colleges' hands. That's what college funding is all about, funding the colleges. You're just players that are necessary for them to play with so they can get the college funding to the college because they want the green in their hands. It's not about you. That's why they created all those loan programs to help you get the money into the college's hands. The government backs the college loans because these Democrats want to make sure that you'll get the loan so that the check that you get from the bank goes directly into the pocket of the colleges. And then you are stuck with the bill, and they love that too. You know why? Because look what they're doing. It's so obvious. Once you step out of where you are and come to where I am, and you start to listen to them speak, you'll see it. You'll see, like, these guys don't care. All they care about is their money. Now they have an excuse for you to vote for them because you're dependent on them. What are they doing? They're accusing immediately that conservatives don't want to lower the interest rates on the loans that they put you in. And they want to lower the interest rates, so they're your friends. So now you have to vote for them because they're going to lower your interest rates. You're a slave to them now. They're promising, after they promised you to get you college for affordable price, you're stuck with a $250,000 in student loans that you're starting your life with. Imagine starting your life with $250,000 worth of debt. Every month a payment. You didn't even get an apartment yet. You're still living at your parents' house. You have $400, $300 a month already just to pay for the college. And you're going to be paying it for the next 20, 30 years. This is ridiculous. Now they're going to tell you, hey, you need to vote for us because we're going to lower the interest rates for you a little bit. And if you don't vote for us, you're not going to get a lower interest rate. These are corrupt politicians playing you for fools. Not only did they do they bullshit you, lie to you, steal from you, rob you, and abuse you, you're still supporting them. You're like going out into the street for them with signs. Don't be stupid. They want it free. Because this way they can pay the colleges $100,000 per semester, and you won't even hear about it, and you won't care because it's free, just like with healthcare. You don't want to hear the prices. They don't want you to hear the prices. They don't want you to hear how much money they're funneling in different directions that ends up in their pocket instead of where it should go into the system. They spread money through the system. Yeah, they don't take 100% of it. They spread money through the healthcare system. Yeah, the things that are not politically tied and not into their advantage, they reimburse the minimum. Medicare reimburses peanuts. Most doctors don't accept Medicare, and even if they do, when you call and say, hey, what's your insurance? Oh, Medicare? They'll say, okay, we have an appointment in March in 2017. They tell you they're booked, they make you wait, and they pray you never show up. And that's the ones that take Medicare. Unless it's a politically tied medical segment where a lot of the providers of that medical service are politically tied, then Medicare, the office, will reimburse that very high. And they're funneling money and robbing us. This is what corrupt politicians do. They convince you to spend, they make you dependent to vote for them, and then they funnel money, and they have the power and the money. Same thing with taxes. What does a corrupt politician do? He doesn't say, I want taxes, low taxes for everyone equally across the board. He says, we need to raise taxes on everyone so we have more money to spend, make more programs to spend. And we're going to control, we're the center point of where that spending, where all spending goes through us. You forget to notice that part when they offer you everything. They want to offer you it because all the spending that will happen goes through their fingers. And they want it free, like I said, because they don't want you to even see the price. They just want you to come in and get it for free. They don't want you to see when the government pays 50%. Everyone sees. Everyone else is still paying 50%, and still a lot. And you notice and say, "Hey, why is this so expensive?" They want it for free. They want to give it to you for free so they can have carte blanche on how much they spend, and no one's going to notice, just like you don't notice the hammers that were sold for $50 each, the toilet seats that they bought for $15,000 each, cupcakes that they buy for $10, $20 each. You never see that. That's going on for years and years and years. Nobody's checking. The people responsible for checking have already just overlooked it. They're government workers. This was already approved once. Now it's approved every week, every day. This is our supplier. This is the prices. We just pay every week. There's people making hundreds of millions of dollars a month, a year, billions, every freaking, right now, living like freaking kings off of this corruption every day. Unions also, unions are a part of it. The unions, for their support in this program and fighting for these criminals, they were promised $60,000, $70,000 a year jobs, full health care, full everything, and pension for life. You're set for life. And the unions made a deal with the devil. And they're retiring at 45, 50 with pensions and moving to Florida and living the life. Government workers make more than the average American. A lot more. Anyway. What does a corrupt politician do with taxes? What does he look like? Is he saying, oh, I want less money. I want the government, which is me, to have less money? Do you think a corrupt politician would ever say that? No corrupt politician is ever going to say, I want the government to have less money. I want to lower taxes and let the people keep their money instead of letting me control it and move it to where my genius brain will make the economy better. No corrupt politician is going to say, I believe that the people will make better decisions with the money. And we're going to lower taxes. Corrupt politician would never say that. These are things to look for. These are little clues that might trigger some part of your brain that's been dead for a while. Oh no, they really care about me. Though they don't care about you. You know why? Because the second you say something that doesn't agree with their beliefs, you're going to turn into me. You're going to be the enemy. The second you don't agree with them, trust me, from a conservative, I'm telling you. And the second you don't agree with them, if you by accident say, oh, there's a Republican with a good idea and I support some conservative idea, you're going to become the enemy and they're going to try to destroy you. They don't care about you. They only care about you as long as you are a means to their end. So sad to see so many, half the country going down the tubes. We keep this up, they're going to destroy the entire economy and try to take it over. The only problem with socialism, by the time they completely take it over, it's freaking dead. They would make more money if they were conservative. The government will have more money if you did it the conservative way and don't strangle the economy and try to take it over until it's dead. You know, Bush cut taxes. Everyone thinks that there's debt because Bush cut taxes. Bush cut taxes, but revenues, federal revenues went up. They went up from 1.7 trillion, I believe, to 2.7 trillion in the 8 years. They're up by a trillion. 60% increase in 8 years. Yeah, the debt went up too. But the amount of money the government collected when Bush took office was 1.7 trillion. Or when the Bush tax cuts went into effect, was 1.7 trillion. In 5 years, the federal revenue was 2.87 or 8 trillion. Okay, how does this happen? You know, doesn't make sense. You guys think he cut taxes. Well, he cut tax rates. He increased tax revenues. Think of it like this. It's very simple. If, you know, a restaurant, let's say Applebee's, charges $15 per burger, it's pretty expensive. Because it's a little expensive, they only sell 20 a day. Okay, 20 times 15, how much revenue is that? It's $300 a day. Now, what happens if they lower their price to $10? They're lowering the price. Now, according to the logic of liberalism, the way they act, oh, now Apple, they're charging only $10. They're selling 20 a day, so they're only going to make $200. They're going to make less. Revenues are going to be less, but that's not what happens. What happens is, because the price is lower, because it's cheaper to buy the burger, more people buy it. It's called the demand curve. The less something costs, the more people are willing to pay that to get it. At $10, more people are willing to buy a burger than at $15. So even though they lowered their price to $10, they're actually selling 35 burgers a day. So they're making $350 a day. They lowered the price, but they're making more. The same thing applies to businesses. The price of doing business in America is a lot of things. There's a lot of costs of doing business, but one of them is taxes. How much of it do I have to pay to do business? If I do business, I make $1 million, and there's a 50% tax rate. I know the price of me doing business in America is 50%. And when that happens, a lot of people say, I don't want to do it. Most of the people who invest and do businesses are people that already have some money. They don't really need to invest unless it's worth it. And if you're going to take 50, 60% of whatever the profit they make after they take a huge risk with their money they already have, they do less of it. Just like people, when the price is higher, it costs more to eat a burger, they will eat less burgers. And the proof is in the ink. And the revenues. Go look at whitehouse.gov. Go look at tables. They have a page with tables. It's table 1.1. Outlays and receipts of the federal government by year from 1800 till today. And every year they show how much receipts are. And under Bush, from 2003 to 2008, tax revenues went from $1.7 trillion to $2.7 trillion. So anytime you hear anyone say that Bush cut taxes and that caused the debt, like as if he lowered the revenues, and you know they have no clue what they're talking about, and all they're doing is repeating like a parrot something that they were brainwashed with or were lied to by the media or some pundit. Revenues went up under Bush. The Bush tax cuts immediately, it had one of the fastest growing increases in federal revenue, faster than Obama. One of the fastest growths of tax revenue of all history. It went from $1.7 trillion to $2.7 trillion in 5 years, starting immediately when the Bush tax cuts were passed. He cut the tax rate. Anyway, let's get back to the corrupt politician. The corrupt politician, when he's dealing with companies and big corporations that, as you say, completely control white government in D.C., which that belief that you have by itself begs the question, then why do you want to let them take over healthcare and energy and schools and colleges? And why do you want to give them all control and so much money and all the wealth and taxes of all the people in America? Why do you want to put it in their hands of the politicians that you already say are being controlled by big corporations and the 1%, why do you want to give them control of healthcare? Are you mad? You're saying that they're owned by the 1% and you want to give them control of healthcare. What do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to give it to the 1%. You're exactly right. That's what they're going to do. Only the 1% is not the free market corporations like you think. It's the ones tied to the spending that I'm telling you about. The ones that once they get a spending bill, they have all their friends already set up. Because it's not the first day that they're doing it. They have outlets to spending all set up. They have contractors for everything, for infrastructure, for offices. They have unions for workers. They have everything set up. All the money, they'll make it disappear, just like with the stimulus. It's not the corporations that are the 1%. It's the ones tied to this spending. The government spends total state, federal, state, and local spends $6 to $7 trillion a year. The federal budget is $3 to $4 trillion, but there's also state and local. It's a total of $6 to $7 trillion a year. It's 40%+ almost of the entire United States economy is just the government. The government by himself have control of as much money as the entire economy. All the profits of all the corporations in America don't exceed the spending per year of just the federal government. The federal government spends 3 times more in 1 year than all the profits of all the corporations combined. The 1% are the ones tied to the government spending. For example, we're going green. We need to do alternative energy. Hey, GE, here's hundreds of billions of dollars for windmills, for whatever you want. We'll put something together. We're going to pay quadruple for it. It's going to be in a field. We'll take some pictures. Hey, we're going green. Nobody knows that we just spent 5-10 times more than what it should have cost, and it's not going to produce anything like what they thought. The money's gone. It's in the pockets. It's already invested. The jacuzzi and the pool with the waterfalls are all being built or built already for the political elite. A corrupt politician that meets with a big corporation and that's taking bribes from them, believe me, it goes far further than bribes. There's hundreds of billions of dollars. What you see in the campaigns, that's peanuts. The government is spending hundreds of billions of dollars every month, trillions every year. Think they don't know how to freaking create some kind of fake bank account or put it under some illegal immigrant's name? $100,000 a month checks with some banker that doesn't say anything because they're already in a relationship? You don't think this is happening? When a corrupt politician meets one of these corporations, the corporation wants special treatment. He's saying, okay, I'm going to support you. I'm going to give you money. I'm going to pay you $500,000 to speak for an hour. To speak. Just to speak. Doesn't matter even what you say. We don't check the speech. Whatever you say is fine. $500,000. We're going to put your cousins on the payroll in our subsidiary company that's partnered with another company. You think they can't hide it? There's hundreds of billions of dollars floating above their head. You think they don't notice? Honest people, even honest people, the most honest person in the world is going to notice and say, hey, yo, this is hundreds of billions of dollars, just a couple of million a year, and I'm living on another level. You think they don't notice? What, do you think they're robots? Well, they're people just like the people you work with. Would you give your entire retirement savings to someone you trust in your office and say, hey, you hold this for me until I need it? And then you tell them like this, if you spend it or steal it or get rid of it, I'm never going to be able to confront you about it. It's going to be the pure honor system. You know why? Because these politicians don't know you. They're taking the money. No one ever confronts them on it. Why'd you spend so much money on cupcakes? Nobody's freaking... There's a story in the news about it, and that's it. Would you give your coworker $1 million of your retirement savings to hold for 30 years? A guy you trust. But you're never going to see him again, and you can never make contact with him again. He's just going to maintain... He's going to have all of it for the account. When you need it, you're going to send a text to a number, and it's going to appear. You're going to trust even someone you trust, you're not going to trust. How you trust them? How you trusting them? Anyway, a big corporation that does a deal with a politician wants something special for them. They want lower taxes for them. They want some kind of loophole that specifically applies to them and not their competitors. They want to get an advantage in the market. They're going to want you to give them some kind of special tax deductions, special laws that make it easier for them to do business, makes it so that they keep more of their money, pay less taxes. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What they also going to want is that you oppress their competition. You make it harder for their competition. For example, you make it a standard that the company, that the corporation that is bribing, if you're a corrupt politician, the company that's bribing you is going to want you to make their product the standard and to declare all these other ones unsafe. Now, they don't do it that way when they tell it to you. They just come out and say, we need to change the light bulbs. Still many small companies and companies all around the world making light bulbs. We need to change the light bulbs so it's only this type. You can't use any other type but this type. You think they don't know who the hell is making it? You think they're telling you that you have to buy a product when they don't even know you think they don't know who's making it? They know exactly who's making it. That's what the law is designed to. That's how it works when you're a corrupt politician. You give them tax breaks so they barely pay any taxes specifically for their company or their segment or their specific product type. You give them programs and funding for government programs like energy or whatever the hell new programs the liberals want to create. You contract them with hundreds of billions of dollars to do it for them. That's what the corrupt politician and the corrupt corporation are doing. They want the politician to regulate the entire industry. That's what they want, so that they can take care of the one that they want, the one company that's bribing them. That's why they want to regulate, okay? The corrupt politician will never ever say, I don't want to have control over the economy. I don't want to even ever be able to regulate any industry. I don't want special tax, high taxes for all and special ones for special companies. No, the corrupt politician will never say that. Only an honest person, an honest politician would say that. An honest politician would say, I don't want to control the economy. Let the free market, which means consumers who purchase and use the products, let them decide who supplies them. Not the government and the regulators putting anyone they don't like out of business. All right, the honest politician is never going to say, I want low taxes for everyone across the board, a completely fair across the board. No one gets any special treatment. That's not what a corrupt politician would never say that. How is he going to tell the big corporation that's lobbying them and that's wanting to bribe them with millions of dollars for special treatment? You think they're going to want to hear, okay, thank you, Mr. Big Corporation. What I'm going to do for you is make the same tax rate for every company across the board, low taxes for everyone, low revenue for me, so I really don't have even money to give you a contract. No special loopholes or taxes for you specifically. Can you see the difference between a corrupt politician and an honest politician? It's so blatant which ones are corrupt and which ones are not. Now, anyone can be corrupt. Anyone can be corrupt. But the corrupt politician is not saying low taxes for everyone across the board equally. What was the Bush tax cuts? You know what the Bush tax cuts were? 3%. A 3% tax rate deduction. So it was whatever it was, 30, it's 27. For 3%, they get to keep 3% more of their own profit. This is what big corporations are bribing Republicans to do? You think to make it fair across the board, a low rate for anyone, new business, big business, small business, new competitors, new innovative product that might take out the big companies that exist that are making the old version? Same tax rate across the board. This never happens with a corrupt politician. The corrupt politician is going to do this. It's going to be called a stimulus. They're going to have targeted spending contracts to exactly who they want, which is those that they're politically tied to. Make no mistake. Their supporters, their unions, the political elite, the liberal elite, and the corporations that they're specifically tied to. Tax breaks, GE, other companies. Inside the stimulus, not only was spending contracts toward these guys are their politically tied allies. The corporations, not only do they give them money, they lower their tax rate. In the stimulus was tons of tax cuts, targeted tax cuts for specific businesses for specific reasons. And all the money is gone. Anybody see anything from it? The stimulus is literally the playbook of a corrupt politician. The entire platform of the Democratic Party is a playbook for how to be corrupt, get control, get money, get power. They're selling power. When they regulate an industry, they have power. The businesses that pay them are the ones that survive, and the businesses that don't pay them are the ones that don't survive. They're in complete control. The regulator is the most corrupt entity of any industry. Even with liquor licenses, okay, you give your friend the liquor license, and then you don't offer any more liquor license because you know your friend's making $100,000 a month. You're not going to give anyone else a liquor license within a couple of blocks if you're a corrupt politician. You're going to go over to the bar to your friend and say, "Hey, I need $20,000 a month, and I'm not going to give anyone else. You're not going to have any competition here forever," and he will gladly give it to you, and you guys can go have drinks and live and. The regulator will go over to the next bar in 5 blocks away that he's also protecting, or the 2 or 3 bars there. Same thing with MRI centers, hospitals, anything that the government regulates. They want to regulate because that's the power that they sell. You can't bribe a politician that doesn't regulate anything, doesn't have spending programs, doesn't believe in giving hundreds of billions of dollars out. Anyway, do you understand what I'm saying? A corrupt politician is a Democrat. What's the story of the devil? The story of the devil is the devil comes to you with a contract and says, sign over your soul. Do you ever think about this story? Sign over your soul. And what do you get in return? He's going to take care of everything for you. Everything will be perfect. You're going to have everything you need. You're going to be happy. You're going to have sex. You're going to have money. You're going to be young forever. Whatever you want to believe. Now, you sign. What happens when the person signs with the devil? He goes and has fun. Now the devil has control over his soul. Just like a politician's, if you go to countries that are run by dictators, the politician controls everything about your life, your health care, your schooling, whether you live or die, with the snap of his finger. This is the story of the devil. It's about a politician comes, promises you, saying, "Hey, look, if someone comes to you and says, 'Hey, unlimited sex, you're going to be young forever, and you're going to be rich, and you're going to have everything you want,' you're going to sign. Sounds great. You better read the fine print. Is there a better match that you can think of who the devil is? This is exactly what politicians do. Give me control over all health care. I'll take care of it. Let me give me. We're going to do free college, which means all the money for college is going to come to me, and I'm going to give it to the colleges on your behalf. They're promising you like the devil. All they want is the control. All right. So in short, a corrupt politician wants high taxes so they have more money, access to more money. A corrupt politician wants more regulations because that gives them control over industry and they can make billionaires and destroy companies and make a company's sales boom and make a company's sales disappear. Literally. Oh, this is not, we don't approve this product anymore. Bye-bye. A competitor's coming up. Oh, we're not going to approve it because the guy who's making the older version is our friend. And we're in cahoots, so that's it. I'm not approving it. This is what they do. And some companies, you know, they can't wait 2-3 years to get approval. They can't go 2-3 years without being able to sell one item, one unit of product. So they go out of business. Then guess what? The company that's in cahoots with the politicians, they come in and they buy that company, save them, and buy them for cheap. And then they come out with the same product and boom, all of a sudden it's approved. This is happening. You guys don't see any of it. You're too busy with such the bullshit that the Democrats keep you freaking tied up with bullshit, accusing the Republicans. They're accusing the politicians that are saying, we don't want more money in our hands. We want lower tax rates. We don't want more power over regulation over the economy that we can then sell to whoever we want and control in billions of dollars of industry. We don't want that. They're telling you that those are the corrupt ones. They got you going on a wild goose chase, thinking that politicians that say, I want less money in my hands, I want less control over money in the country, I want more of the individuals to keep whatever they earn, I want less control over regulations, I want less spending. You think they're the corrupt ones? I mean, if you're corrupt, just pass a $50 billion spending bill. It's small these days. And you're set for life if you find one little supply. The nails, just supplying the nails, and you're set for life. Just do the electricals for the 10 buildings of this program that it built, out of the 100 that they build. Just do the electrical and get the contract for the electrical on one of them, or five of them, and you're set for life. They're convincing you that the corrupt politicians are the one that's saying, we want less spending. That's ridiculous. You guys are completely brainwashed. Anyway, that's it for today. Hope you learned something. Don't be a liberal.